Good morning, everyone. In his charge to our diocesan synod yesterday, Bishop David laid out a challenge to Anglican congregations all across our diocese. He described a future for which we should all be striving in these words, quote, "We will be looking outward rather than inward. We will not be concentrating on what's good for us, but what is best for others. We will be making a difference in the communities where we live, with the intention of seeing people enter into communion with God through the Son, Jesus." End of quote. If we are to aspire to that kind of future here at the Cathedral, we need to strengthen and organize ourselves better so that we can be God's disciples, both within the congregation and in the community. If we are to meet this challenge, we are going to need a higher level of hands-on congregational involvement in our action teams and in our working groups. That is my message this morning. We need more willing workers in our church. As lay chair of Bishopman Chapter, I am hearing more and more that a shrinking number of willing workers are trying to keep up with more tasks and growing needs. The Apostle Paul wrote often to members of the early church about using their, we know those passages well. The brother of Jesus, James, in his fourth chapter of his book of the Bible said, "What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds?" Then he adds, quote, "Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do." So if we want to apply these two ideas in our church, where do we start? Perhaps it starts with each one of us asking ourselves, quote, "How do I thank God for the blessings that I have received?" Or, quote, "What gifts has God given me, and how am I using them for His purposes?" In other words, what am I doing now, or what am I going to do in the future to support the mission of the church? His church. Here at the Cathedral, Dean Jeffrey has often told us that neither he nor any one person could or should be responsible for everything that goes on in our church. He and we at Bishopman Chapter are trying to build a church where the culture values teamwork and light hands, many hands make light work, and where individual members of the congregation volunteer their time and their talent for God's purposes without being asked by the dean or the lay chair. We have 25 or 30 hardworking groups in our congregation, committees, task groups, working groups, so on, that operate in 8 areas of our ministry. They're listed in our bulletin along with the committee chairs: health and pastoral care, Christian formation, worship, mission and outreach, property, hospitality and social, administration and finance, and communications. The dean and members of Bishop and Chapter provide leadership and coordination, but it is the day-to-day work of these 25 or 30 groups that do the real work, God's work, for our church and in our community. We are most grateful for those who offer their help and for the good work already being done. If you feel called by the Spirit to offer or increase your time and your talent commitment, here are just a few of the many ways that you can do so, to to internally strengthen us here at the congregational level, or to support the outreach ministries across our community. Here are just a few. The Monday morning outreach group would love to have more people to prepare food and sit and talk with our guests. The Guild of St. Joseph needs more men with handyman skills, especially some who are younger. There are many needs always for volunteers to make our Sunday morning worship run smoothly. Four cathedral teams help prepare, serve, and clean up at the community kitchen every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. Beverly and I were there yesterday. In the last couple of years, our team captains have had to look outside our congregation for new members. We need volunteers. The Christian Formation Team and Kurt Schmidt, our new Christian Formation Director, are developing exciting new faith-based programs for youth and young families, including Godly Play, which is on as we speak. They have an immediate need, I'm told, for people with gifts in the area of woodworking and artistry. If you have gifts in the area of administration or finance or office work, there are many ways you can help. If you have a gift of music, we have a wonderful choir and many other ways to glorify God with musical gifts. The ACW is a dedicated group of women that supports the work, the mission work of the church, and draws us together in many different ways. We have a growing number of elderly in our congregation, and some are housebound, and some are alone or lonely. You could be a friendly visitor. We all know the power of prayer. Perhaps you would like to join our prayer team in support of people in situations where the need is great. And finally, I bring to your attention a very important vacancy on Bishop and Chapter. We have been looking for a person who has the gift of hospitality and welcoming. We have asked several different people, but without success. Some of them said they would be part of this group, but they did not wish to join the chapter or be the coordinator. We are especially anxious to put in place a simple system that properly and purposefully welcomes new members who enter our doors on Sunday mornings. If we don't do that well, they oftentimes don't come back. And right now, we don't have a system. We need to discuss who welcomes them, what the follow-up need is to have them return. We need a person with a passion and some skills in the welcoming and hospitality field. If you are that person or you know who might be, please speak to us. So in summary, if you believe that your life has been blessed by God, offering your time or talent for the building up of His church is one way to say thank you. If volunteering in one of these areas or another that I didn't mention is of interest to you, I invite you to speak with me or another member of the chapter. Their names are in the bulletin every week, or speak with Dean Jeffrey. Thank you for listening.